The Arkansas General Assembly is reaching the end of its current gathering, though not adjourning, but going into extended recess. Lawmakers will return later this year to tackle redistricting. During the session, legislators selected three proposed constitutional amendments for voters to consider in November 2022. When John Brummett, political columnist for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, met for their weekly discussion yesterday, a third amendment had not officially been referred. But the Arkansas Religious Freedom Amendment did earn lawmakers' approval for the ballot after the conversation was recorded. John and Roby discussed those proposed amendments, but they also talked about the nearly completed session. Roby asked John Brummett what his takeaways are from the session.
Well, positively, for those who want to look at it positively, it is the consummation of the conservative takeover of Arkansas. This was the session in which the very conservative legislature came into maturity and asserted its conservative philosophy. No matter what the governor, who was not conservative enough, thought. From my view and from other negative views, it's been largely a catastrophe and a mean-spirited, petty, impractical, philosophically zealous session that has set the state back. I go with the latter, but there are those who like it, and this is their time. They've got it. They've won the elections. And the legislature darn sure exercised the spoils of victory in this session.
So we do know that there's going to be a couple constitutional amendments referred. I guess just to set you up with a T-ball and in Little League, which one are you most looking forward to voting against?
I am looking forward most to voting against. Well, wait a minute. Do we know what the third one is? Is
that the we haven't seen the third one make its way through yet. So,
well, but that probably gives a state right of religious freedom.
Correct.
Which already exists. I would look forward to voting against that. But of the two we know of, the amendment to allow the legislature to call itself into special session, I will gladly vote against, anxiously vote against. It would be my most enjoyable no vote. The concept isn't horrible. Many states have allowed the legislature is allowed to call themselves into session in one form or another by a vote or a suspension of the rules or by its leadership. But Arkansas is a state where the governor only gets a simple, governor can be overridden by a simple majority vote. Thus creating an imbalance of power on making laws. One advantage the governor has in trying to keep a little bit of balance is when the legislature goes home, they can't come back on their own call. He runs the state as the chief executive. And I might someday go for a pair. I'd go put these two things together, raise the veto to 67 and call yourselves into session. But I'd have to think about that at the time. The other, there's a legislative power play going on here. These guys are really, really fired up about their new power and their new maturity and having been down here a few years. And they're going to say that voters will not approve constitutional amendments, whether referred or initiated, and initiated acts also affected cannot be passed without a 60% majority of the people at the electorate. I'll also look forward to voting against that, even though the concept is good. Sometimes you have to rise above concept. Sometimes you have to rise above principle, even. And the principle of valuing a constitutional amendment to require an extraordinary vote is a sound one that I've advocated before. It's as simple as I don't want these guys to be able to make laws by 50% when the people will be removed of their ability to do so by a simple majority and required to do extraordinary. I think there may be great need in this state for the people to make their own laws in the face of some of what we see at this legislature.
What will be the voting percentage needed to make it 60% to pass a constitutional amendment?
What do you mean, what will be the voting percentage? It'd be 60%.
No, what will need to be passed to get it to 60%?
Yes, this is a point that some have made, I think, it's a little, it's unfair, but it's interesting. This proposed, this amendment to be referred to say it takes 60% to pass any future amendment would itself be a constitutional amendment that could, that would be passed by a mere 50%. Is that what you're wanting me to say?
That's what I was getting at. Yes.
So there are many saying, well, you ought to require that 60% be required on this one if the point of it is to make 60% the requisite otherwise. Of course, you cannot go beyond the existing Constitution and say we're going to voluntarily decide that this only becomes law by 60%. So I find that an interesting observation and a nice rhetorical point, but not exactly fair or appropriate to this argument.
All right. You said earlier you had a problem with religious freedom. What's your problem with religious freedom if that one winds up?
We got religious freedom. You know, the U.S. Constitution has a Bill of Rights, and people have freedom to be religious as they choose, or have the freedom not to be religious. We fought this battle between religious freedom, getting in touch with people's right to discriminate based on religion. We fought it. We got a statute that we hammered out a few years ago. It's been fought at the federal level. Apparently, this amendment would make clear that in Arkansas, you would have a state right of religious freedom, which would allow you
pray harder, John. Pray harder.
Or exercise your religion in a way that couldn't be called illegal or discriminatory. Whereas existing statute tries to arrive at some balance there. So I think that's a rapid thing. And, you know, it's something like that on the ballot. Free religion, I give that one very high chance of passage if the people get a chance to vote for freedom of religion, which they already have fully and should have. Thank goodness.
And to be fair, that is also a potential amendment that drives out voter turnout in a firm conservative basis as well. Not that it's necessarily needed in a highly Republican state like Arkansas, but it would certainly benefit Republicans in terms of the conservative vote there. Last question for you here. Governor Asa Hutchinson and the legislative leadership held a press conference at the tail end of last week to really talk about some of the successes of the session, right, particularly on the fiscal front there. What can you point to as having been successful? What will the governor brag about? What do you think he should brag about in this legislative session?
I'll tell you one thing he bragged about the other day. I sent him a message about something and he sent back an answer to that. But he also said, I believe you predicted we weren't going to pass the Medicaid expansion. And I sent back, I don't know what you're talking about. But I did suggest there would be difficulty in getting this uncommonly right-wing legislature to arrive at the usual three-fourths vote to continue the Arkansas Works or Arkansas, whatever it is now. What is it? Arkansas Home?
And it was difficult. It took them five tries to get it through.
It took them five, but they got it done, and he was so pleased that they got done, because if that doesn't get done, we got health care funding crisis across rural Arkansas at the Med Center, and the budget falls apart. So he was chortling a little bit. The budget is sound. It produces, we inherit a nice surplus. Some bills that he wanted, I can't enumerate them now because he didn't have a high-profile agenda, because the high-profile agenda was the legislature's. But he can accurately say, and let me put it in my words, hey, the stuff I had to have done administratively to do my job, we got it done. Wipe our brow, we got it done. And the other stuff, you know, that's something else. But the central things that we wanted to keep the state on track, from our point of view, we got them done. And without any major blowups. And, you know, he had to give on his emergency powers and the process by which he does those sorts of things. So he can say, I went through this minefield and I'm still alive. Now, the celebration that we got everything done the state needed to have done is belied by bad national publicity and bad national image resulting from the extreme hateful conservatism of some of the measures that he allowed to become law, or that became law in one case, despite his veto.
John Brummett is a political columnist with the Arkansas Democrat-Gazette. You can find his columns at arkansasonline.com. He spoke with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can find more from the conversation at talkbusiness.net.